Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. President Macron will give a highly anticipated speech tonight on what reforms he is planning on introducing after the results of the Great National Debate. The debates were to ascertain public opinion in the wake of ongoing and frequently violent Gilets Jaunes demonstrations. The pressure to deliver concrete changes is palpable, and the Senate leader, Republican MP Gérard Larcher, has stated to Le Figaro that the head of state won't get a second chance. The key message to come out of the debates was that people are hugely disenchanted by France's high levels of taxation, an issue it is believed that Macron will take steps to redress. For French citizens to have a greater say in the governing of France, there may be a change in the number of lawmakers at national level in favour of additional representation at local level. Macron's speech will be televised at 8 o'clock this evening. The National Assembly will begin making headway on plans for the upcoming European elections. Their discussions today will include compiling a lengthy manifesto for the campaign. In the battle against discrimination of all kinds, the Secretary of State for Equality Between Men and Women, Marlène Schiappa, and Housing Minister Julien de Normandie are launching a new campaign which unites several organisations like SOS Racisme and LICRA, which are aimed at helping victims and their families. The president of the Île-de-France region, Valérie Pécresse, has announced the introduction of new security measures to prevent increasing levels of violent behaviour in lycées within the region. Five of Paris's biggest hospitals are considering strike action at the behest of eight healthcare unions to protest their untenable working conditions. The main issues are an overloaded service, a lack of funding, and an increase in the number of assaults in their working environment. A group fighting to have the spanking of children made illegal is waiting to hear if their proposals will be voted through the Senate. The National Assembly is already in agreement. 85% of French parents have admitted to spanking their children. Disneyland Paris has taken a big step towards becoming more environmentally friendly by banning plastic straws and drink stirrers. The items will be available on request, but will now be produced from recyclable materials. The amusement park wants to lower the amount of waste it produces, which currently equates to a town of 40,000 inhabitants. In sports news, last night saw the return to form of Tiger Woods, who claimed victory at the Masters in the United States. It is his 15th title, although his last win was 11 years ago. And finally, in a tribute to the filmmaker Agnès Varda, the 2019 poster for the Cannes Film Festival features the director, who died last month at the age of 90. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.